I'm Jennifer Evans with the Kaiser Daily Global Health Policy Report. We're talking today with Letty Chiwara, Chief of the Africa Division at the newly launched UN Women. Thanks for joining us today, Letty.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Now, the creation of a UN agency centered on women has been years in the making. Why is now the right time for this?
This is the right time for this because over the years, there has been a recognition of lack of progress in terms of implementation of commitments on gender equality and women's empowerment. And one of the reasons why there hasn't been much progress has been because the UN system, as it stands, has been fragmented in terms of the institutions or structures that have been mandated to deal with UN women. As you know very well, the creation of UN Women brings together four UN entities that were all working on gender equality and women's empowerment, but from different perspectives, including UNIFEM, which was the United Nations Development Fund for Women, OSAGI, which was the Office of the Special Advisor on Gender Issues, DOE, which is the Division for the Advancement of Women, and INSTRO, which is the Institute for Research on Women. All these four entities were all working on women's issues within the UN system, but not in a coordinated manner. With the creation of UN Women, the mandates of all these four institutions are now coordinated or linked together, which brings the normative aspects, which is the legal and policy frameworks of advancing women together with the implementation aspect. So now we are one organization, all working together, bringing the normative and the operational aspects of our women's issues and gender equality.
Now, gender equality is one of the Millennium Development Goals and is also, as you mentioned, one of the missions of UN Women. How do issues of women's empowerment and gender equality relate to health?
As you very well know, gender equality is key to women's health in the sense that the whole issue of the ability of women, one, to secure the services they need in terms of health services is important. Secondly, the whole issue of sexual and reproductive rights for women is also related to the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals and therefore is key to the whole advancement of women. So the whole issue of women's health is indeed integral to the whole development agenda for gender equality. So at the end of the day, when women are not healthy, they can't produce, that is, reproductive way, but they can't also be productive in the sense of economic development or their contribution to development. So the whole issue of women's health is central to the work we do at UN Women.
Now, at the MDG summit in September, the UN launched a global strategy to reduce maternal and child deaths. What are ways your group will work with other groups to promote these efforts?
Yeah, indeed. I do recall the launch, and that initiative is basically led by the United Nations Population Fund, whose mandate from a UN perspective is the one that deals with issues of reproductive health and women's reproductive rights. But as you very well know, when the new executive director for UN Women was appointed, Madame Michelle Bachelet, she herself also recognized the issue of women's health as key to the achievement of the mandate of UN Women. And so in that regard, she has been working very closely and seeking closer collaboration and partnership with UNFPA in moving on with that commitment that was made at the Millennium Summit. So we are indeed looking at how do we work very closely with UNFPA to ensure that that commitment is actually achieved, because then it will have ripple effects and enable us as UN Women to also deliver on our mandate.
Can you think of any concrete ways that UN Women would be collaborating on the ground in any way that you could share with us?
We are currently in the process of consulting other UN agencies in developing our own vision and action plan. With WHO, while we don't have specific actionable initiatives that we have agreed upon, but we do see a role in terms of the way WHO provides health services and facilities to women, but, and especially for women in remote areas, women in rural areas, and women in less developed countries. So we do see an opportunity for UN Women working very closely with WHO in that regard.
And now, what are some challenges you anticipate your agency will face in this first year of operation?
The main challenges that we are anticipating is, of course, there's a lot of expectation from UN Women. And the expectation, as I said earlier on, comes from the demand and need that is on the ground. And so we are really expected to deliver. While at the same time, we are very thin on the ground. We do not have the adequate human and financial capacity to actually deliver. So the greatest challenge we have is for us to get the resources we need financially to help us to then build the technical resources we need to deliver on our mandate on the ground. So this will really be a major challenge for us, particularly in this first year.
You mentioned resources would be possibly a challenge the agency is going to face in its first year of operation. How much have you been talking or thinking about at the agency the issue of how much money you will actually be able to raise?
Yes, that is a priority for my executive director, the issue of funding. The Secretary General's comprehensive proposal of January 2010, which actually set up a target of an initial budget of US$500 million to be reached as early as possible. But as we speak today, we are at less than $300 million. So I think one of the things that my executive director is doing is really to reach out to all member states, developed and developing alike, to ensure that they do provide to UN Women the financial support we need. The other thing we are doing in that regard is also to expand beyond governments, but also to look at some innovative ways of how we can use private sector and philanthropy.
And so what are some benchmarks UN Women hopes to achieve then in the first year of operation? What should we be looking for in the year to come?
I would not want to preempt my executive director in that regard, because she is currently working on a vision and action plan, which is a 100-day action plan, which is still under consideration right now. But definitely one of the major actionable results we are looking at within the first year of UN Women is a strengthening maybe 10 to 15 country offices so that we can be able to deliver our mandate.
And this action plan you speak of, that's something that we could expect in the next few months. Do you have any sense of the timeline on that?
We are hoping that the action plan will be officially announced and therefore available to the public, media, and everybody, hopefully in the coming month. Yes, in February.
In February. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. And thank you for joining us, Letty.
Thank you.